It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Father, speak through thy servant, and once again let your name be glorified. You have a word for us. In this new place, this new level, there is something you want your sons and daughters to understand. And I pray that, Lord, you will grant me the grace to accurately communicate it to the understanding of everyone here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, so let's be real quick. So I'm speaking to you on what I call Rehoboth, when God makes room for you. Rehoboth, when God makes room for a man. Genesis 26, verse 19. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the headmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's headmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Isaac, because they strove with him. Follow the story carefully. And they dug or dig another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of the second Sitna, because they fought or they strove with him, okay? Then the last verse, 22, and I want the whole church to read with me. The last verse, 22, I want the whole church to read with me. Make sure you read if your eyes can be able to focus on those words. One go, verse 22, one go. And he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not, they fought not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And now, tell somebody, and now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in this land. Clap your two hands together for the reading. So from the story, Isaac's workers dug a well. And after they dug the well and water started coming. And in those days, wells were very precious. Wells were like business. It was like starting your business or your company. Because they were farmers. They were into animal husbandry. They were raising animals. So you need to have a source of water to water your animals and your crops. So to have a well was a very precious asset in those days. Are you hearing me from that far end? It was something very important. Something very precious. People say that when they labor and they fight and they work hard and they are able to dig that well and water starts coming, then immediately their enemies will fight them and take over.
Na Bible say ebre bia Isaac nko ebe koso aso mu tu abura na omunya tu ensuo nya ba pe na krofo obi na o ma be ko na o ma fa.
Two times
eto aso ebre mi enu
hard work omunya juma hard work without fruits
omunya juma ewiye no enkonkon kosi hwe
omunya. For some of us, that has been our experience. We work hard but we have small to show. We put in all we can, but there
there is little in our hands. If you are like that person, I stretch forth my hands over your life and I declare you are coming out of that fruitless labor.
Amen.
May the oil of Rehoboth rub upon you.
Amen.
May the grace of Rehoboth rub upon you.
Amen.
They labored yet nothing to harvest. And the Bible says that they didn't give up. Tell someone by you, if you don't give up, you will make it. So they did not give up. And they dug a third one. They tried again. They labored again. And this time around, when the water came in, nobody appeared to fight them over that property. For every property, asset, source of income you have lost, I pray that the God of Rehoboth will restore.
Amen.
If your amen is loud, the Lord will help you.
Amen.
The Lord will help you.
Amen.
For every destiny helper you have lost, that has left you struggling, may the God of Rehoboth, may he supply. May he restore what the canker worm have stolen, what the caterpillar have stolen, what the palmer worm have destroyed.
Amen.
Whatever you have lost, you are receiving double.
Amen.
Shout, I receive double.
I receive double.
Clap your two hands together for the Lord.
Bon sem ready. They were should be sa ever canon mohomoho ever ready mo.
And so they got water without struggle.
It's a bra woman the omunya and so a bra mamre.
And then he called the name Rehoboth.
Na eho and what did to say Rehoboth.
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 He said, this is Rehoboth. This is Rehoboth. What has happened to me is a Rehoboth experience. What is Rehoboth? Number one, Rehoboth is a created space. Created. God has created a space for you.
Na yɛka sɛ Rehoboth a Awurade Nyankopɔn abie ɛkwan bi ato hɔ nom ama wo.
Tap someone by you and tell him the Lord will create a space for you.
Ka kyerɛ deɛ ɔte wo nkyɛn sɛ Awurade abie kwan bi wɔ ho ama wo.
In Genesis 26:22, he says that for this is Rehoboth, for the Lord has made room for us and we shall be fruitful in the land.
Ahanum and a Rehoboth no Awurade Nyankopɔn asiesie baabi wasiesie ɛdan foforɔ bi ho koraa ma yɛ.
The Hebrew word room over there means a created space. It's like you enter into a room which is congested and you try to remove certain things, you try to push certain things so that you can create a space that you need to operate.
Eti sano na akwa se bia wako ɛdan bi mu na ɛniema yɛ sakatu na ɛniema ka bom na ɛniema ku bebre na yaboa boa no asiesie baabi na afɛde wanya wo ho na wutwa wo ho.
Accra is congested. Accra is loaded. Accra is packed, but the Lord has created space for rescue.
I remember 8 years
ago when I was starting from the classroom. I remember telling a woman who was with me in those days, who helps me with buildings and stuff, and then we were discussing. Then I told her, she said, oh, why don't we get a small place and start? Then after 5 years, when our rent is due, we can, by that time, would have gotten money for a land around somewhere, Pokwasi or somewhere, Masaman or somewhere in Sawom, or she was mentioning somewhere which was a bit affordable than where I was operating. And then I told her, I didn't think about it, I believed it. I told her that God will give me space around. God will give me space.
Now, Ebra,
I said, God will give me a place. Yeah, today. I told her, we are not going far. God will give us a space around. Yeah. We are not going far. And the day she stepped foot here, she kept repeating, she couldn't control it. She said, Pastor Kanyo, she was telling those with her, Pastor Kanye, Pastor Kan said, Namibe mani baby, Pastor Kanye. She kept repeating it over and over. I stretched forth my hands in the spirit. Wherever you are surrounded, surrounded with congestion, wherever you don't have room to operate, I declare the God of Rehoboth is making space for you.
Amen.
If your amen is loud, angels are moving people.
Amen.
Angels are moving systems.
Amen.
Angels are paving way for you.
Amen.
They are clearing other ways and paths for you.
Amen.
And you have a room to operate.
Amen.
You have space to operate.
Amen.
You have space to manifest your destiny.
Amen.
If you are the one, your amen will show.
Amen.
Your amen will show.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together.
Rehoboth means a created room, created space. The Lord created it.
Now, Bible tells us in Isaiah 43:16.
He said, "That saith the Lord, which maketh space in the sea."
Now, Sunday, Radin and Copon catcher, Sunday, Isaiah can't say, Sunday, Radin and Copon, SCNE.
It has never been heard before that there can be a space in the sea for building. That he will make a space in the high ocean that you can walk on dry ground. It is the Lord. He has the power to make the impossible possible. And I don't know who I'm speaking to. Maybe maritally, you are faced with a block, a blockade. You feel like you can't move forward. Maybe financially, you are stuck. And it looks as though you can't move forward. Maybe academically, you try everywhere. And there is no school that wants to admit you. But I came with an apostolic oil to declare upon you the God of Rehoboth,
yes,
is creating space for you.
Amen.
In your marriage, he's creating space for you. In your education, he's creating space for you. A school is going to admit you. A man is going to find you and marry you. Somebody is going to assist you. Clap your two hands and say, the Lord is creating space.
In the year
2013, when I was planning to, when I was about to complete school,
Ebrana me babe wey school no,
in KNUST.
Okay, KNUST.
I was planning because I knew I had a call of God over my life. And so I was planning, where will I do the ministry that the Lord has given me in
2024 as a student.
So because I interpreted the mandate that came to me on the 22nd of July 2012 on the mount, I interpreted it to mean that, oh, okay, because it has more to do with missions, that I have to position myself around rural areas. So for me, Accra was not somewhere I plan to come. And I felt like Accra is too packed with churches. Even just this area, you can check through. Accra is packed with churches. You turn left, there will be a church, right? But there are places that you struggle to see one church building. And you have to drive for a distance before you can see another church building. And you have to drive for another distance before you can see something called church. So I chose my national service placement. I chose Western Region. So that I can ride on the wings of the government to position myself in the rural areas in Western Region. So that I can start the crusades and those youth movements that the Lord has showed me. 3 times in the middle of the night. Around that same time, I had an opportunity from my head of department, who was new, had come from Canada, fresh. He went on a scholarship from the school, UST, on a scholarship from the school. And when he came, he was teaching something about digital printing. I majored in printing technology. So he was dealing with digital stuffs that were a bit complex and a bit scientific, a lot of physics and chemistry. So it was complex for my mates, but somehow I seemed to have a grasp of it. And I was able to explain. So when he gives the presentation and I take the stage and I'm explaining, it looked as though a lecturer was teaching.
So I was not a TA, I was a student, but he made me his TA for that class. So when he's teaching and you're not understanding, he'll say, "Where is Prince Lai? Explain to your people." So this doctor found interest in me so much that he decided that I should go on that scholarship to Canada to go and further my education, do my doctorate. What he enjoyed, I should also go and enjoy till I want to come back to Africa. And it was a sealed, a done deal. All I needed was to provide my consent. I went for an interview. I passed everything. So I had two places I was going. It's either I want to follow opportunity or I will go to Takrade if it's about ministry. But three times in the night. Are you listening to me? Three times. Listen, I'm not in Accra because I want to.
So,
one day, when I send you to Togo, it's not because I want to stay here. When I send you to Central Region, it does not mean that I don't want to go there. I was on my way to Canada. I decided not to go. I turned it down. By the grace of God, I had parents that could take me up and down if I wanted to go. Three times in the middle of the night, the Lord appeared to me and he told me, "You are going nowhere. No
Western,
no Canada, nowhere. You are going back to Accra. That's where we are going to gather the young people. You are going back to Accra. You are going back." Three times the Lord appeared to me and I had to disappoint the doctor. I had to disappoint everybody who was involved in that situation.
I
packed my things and I came to Accra. So I've been asking myself, God, how will I survive in Accra? Powerful men of God, preachers, people who have made it, and I'm the least of them. I'm not fluent, I'm not very good teacher, I'm like everything is against me. I don't even have the personality. People see me and they get offended because I look too small. So be a pastor over people. Talk less, do something. So Lord, how will I compete? Or how will I survive? Surrounded by all
this.
But the Lord made room for me.
The
one who sent me 2012, he made room for me. He made room for me. He sent a company to pick me so I can do my national service there without paying any bribe so that I can be in Accra. On top of it, I came into the ministry. How will I survive? He gave me a first place. He gave me a classroom. He gave me the top. When people could not see, I got it for many years. It was a blessing. And afterwards, he created another space. When I didn't have money, when I didn't have strength, when I didn't have connection, he created another place. May the Lord create another place for you. May the Lord create a space for your destiny. A space that will accommodate your destiny. A space that will further your vision. A space that will bring a fulfillment to your destiny. Clap your two hands and say, "I receive that oil. See, I receive that grace."
I receive it.
Clap your two hands together and celebrate. I don't know whether you are getting me.
Means
a created space. The Lord creates it where there is no way. I'm not talking about where there is already an existing way. Number two. Rehoboth means a widened space. An enlarged space. Sometimes there is a space, but it's not enough to accommodate your dreams and your visions.
Sometimes,
like when we were operating in Odoko, at a point in time, everybody knew that we were, like, we had grown bigger than that place. Like, you don't need to say it. Pastor friends will come out and say, "Prince, I was somewhere and I'm free how." Any program we do, our normal Sunday service that even people have not come to church, we are almost at the entrance. When branches come around, there's trouble. But there is a problem. So we had room. God had made room over there, but we had grown beyond that room. That room was not able to now house our vision, house our dreams, and house our potential. And when we talk about Rehoboth, we are talking about a widened space. A widened. I pray for enlargement for somebody here.
Amen.
I know you are prosperous, but may the Lord enlarge your space. I know you have made certain successes, but may the Lord amplify your successes. I know you have something to show, but may the Lord multiply what you have to show.
Is somebody following me?
Say enlargement. I can hear you. Say enlargement. Clap your two hands and say enlargement. Say I receive enlargement. Say I receive expansion. Say I receive enlargement.
Receive it.
That is why Jabez in 1 Chronicles 4 verse 10 he said, and thou will enlarge my space.
And you think,
may the Lord enlarge your income.
May
the Lord enlarge your financial space.
May
your disposable income be enlarged. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? May the Lord enlarge your space for operation. That small shop in that container, or that small container you have, the Lord is about to enlarge it. That small business on your head, the Lord is about to enlarge it. Mr. Entrepreneur, that small thing you have started with your hands, the God of Rehoboth is about to blow it up. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some of you, your academic grades are too low. The Lord is about to increase it. The Lord is about to enlarge you. The Lord is about to increase you. Say, enlarge me, O Lord. Say, to the left and to the right. Say, I break forth on every side. Say, I break forth from every limitation. Whatever is a financial limitation, marital limitation, academic limitation, every emotional limitation, every limitation of my destiny, I break forth by the God of Rehoboth. I break forth by the God of Rehoboth. Somebody clap your hands and say, I receive. What does Rehoboth mean? Number three, it means a room. And what do I mean by a room? When you check the rendition, it means an opportunity. An opportunity.
Potential.
Listen to me. Thank God that we are about 98% youthful here. I'm always excited about that. Listen to me.
Amen.
Potential without opportunity will lead to frustration.
You
know how to sing, yet nobody gives you opportunity. You have completed the university, you have all the credentials, you have the potential, you have the skill, yet no company is giving you an opportunity to bring it on the table. Beautiful young lady, trained, well brought up from your family, yet no man is giving you an opportunity to live a married life. You carry oil, let you have no puppet to show it. That is what we call potential without opportunity.
You know, any friend say, "Oh, will be oh, mudie." Now, so we are going to
and there are many people like that in life. We call them underground, underground player, underground artist, underground this, underground that, unemployed this, unemployed that. They have the ability, yet without the opportunity. From today, everyone with an ability receive an opportunity.
Amen.
Your amen is looking for recharge.
Amen.
Amen. Every young person here with an ability, may the angel that made this place possible, may he make it give you a room to operate. May he give you room to operate. May he give you room to operate. An opportunity for you. Shall I receive an opportunity?
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Aquina, receive an opportunity. Somebody will say, Charlie, I think I believe in you. Let me give you a try. That will change your whole life. We are where we are because of opportunities. Because of opportunities. Many years ago, a woman saw my results from school. After staying home for a long time as a school dropout, a woman saw my results from home. And the woman said, "Do you mean this guy has been staying home for all this while?" Is that what you mean? Look for him for me. Look for him for me. And that woman gave me an opportunity to have a mother and a father again. An opportunity to go to school again. Give me an opportunity to become who I am today. I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. May people see potential in you and offer you opportunities. I said, may people see potentials in you and offer you platforms to manifest. You will manifest your destiny.
Amen.
You will not die with your potentials.
Amen.
You will not die with your potentials.
Amen.
You will have the platform to manifest your calling.
Amen.
You will have the platform to manifest your potentials.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Receive
it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Lord, give me opportunity, Lord. Give me a real one.
Now listen
to me.
I faith amen.
One thing, do you know that the Bible says that the gift of a man makes room for him, makes opportunities available for him?
A king
can just see how you play and say, this guy, David entered into the palace not because of his handsome. He entered because he was skillful. They said, I know a boy who is skillful at playing the harp. He entered by potential. When potential meets opportunity, there is a glorious manifestation. I'm telling you. Every successful man you see out there, go and ask them. They may not tell you the truth. A lot of these billionaires, they don't tell us the truth.
Oh,
you know, I was in UK, I was washing plates, but they will not tell you the exact thing they did that, because how many plates will you wash to get to that place? And that they will never tell you the real thing they did on the
destiny
path. They only tell you one thing they were doing.
But
I have observed throughout scriptures and in my short life on earth here, I have observed under this sun. Every man who is made was made by someone. Every man who are you see made, ask him well. He will mention another man's name. He will mention another woman's name. He will mention somebody's name. He will tell you, even Daddy Lumba, you hear his songs and he will mention names. He will tell you, thanks to this and thanks to or gratitude to this. The best gift of God to humanity, that gift is called man. The Bible says that, and he gave gifts to men. He gave gifts to men. And what were the gifts he gave? He gave apostles to men. Apostles are the angels. They are human beings like myself. He gave teachers. He gave prophets. He gave evangelists. So the gifts of Christ to the body of Christ is actually the gifts of men. You need a man to hold your hands. You need a man to recommend you. You need somebody to take the risk so that you can find manifestation.
May you not lack that man. And may they not come too late. The problem of some people is that their destiny helpers arrive too late. By the time you're already old, by the time the opportunity is almost going, before they arrive, oh, Michelle Wuntema, last 3 months, yeah, nan kaye po biuna. And I'm a sister. So quiet. Why did I meet you after? Why did I meet you after? See, I will not meet my destiny helper too late. I will not meet my opportunity too late. Say, I will not meet my opportunity too late. Say, I will arrive there on time. Say, I will arrive there on time. Say, I will arrive there on time. Say, I will not be too late. I will arrive on time. I will arrive on time. How did Rebecca marry? Rebecca married.
Rebecca first so worry.
The only reason why Rebecca came into the picture was because she arrived early. The man prayed, and the man said, "I'm looking for a wife. Lord, grant me speed. I'm looking for a wife. Let whoever will come feed me, and then water even my flock." Bible said, and as he finished praying, Rebecca arrived. The next woman that came missed the opportunity because Rebecca arrived. Everybody carrying the tag of delay, I rip it off.
Amen.
Anybody under, listen, today is Founders Day. As a father, I'm prophesying and declaring to your life. I declare that anybody here under the sound of my voice with a tag of delay, I remove it.
Amen.
I remove it.
Amen.
I remove it.
Amen.
I remove it.
Amen.
I wipe it away.
Amen.
Shout, I shall not delay.
I shall
say,
not
my
delay.
Destiny shall not delay.
My destiny shall
say,
not delay.
Say, my shine shall not delay.
My shine shall not delay.
Clap your two hands if you believe that.
Bounce
Amen.
Amen.
Now, this is Rehoboth. If you don't understand why
Rehoboth.
I call this place Rehoboth, we've been looking for land from the year 2020.
From 2020,
the Lord permitted some shakening to discomfort us or to bring us discomfort. And we decided to look, out
for another
opportunity.
And
in the midst of that, we found a first one. We made payment. They strove with us and they took it from us, like Isaac. They strove with us. Took it from us. We looked for another place. We got that place. But when the members of the church came there, they said they really it's too far. Blah, blah, blah.
So,
are you following what I'm saying? Then we were there. And another call came through. And another land came. Then as we came to see that land, somebody said, "Oh, no, this one is not good. Let's go." And the person took us to the fourth place. And that place was they filled it. They've done everything. We will not waste their money.
Pastor,
you remember? They took us, they said, "Oh, as for here, you have peace."
So
I went back to God in prayer. And as I prayed through the night, I lay down to sleep. Then the Lord appeared to me like he does. And he brought me to this land.
It's one of the four lands.
And it's the one that they said is no good for me. And the Lord in the vision took a tape measure with me and with Pastor Cole in the vision, and we were measuring it, and it was exactly 3 plots. And the Lord told me in the vision, "This is the place I'm bringing you."
Na Eradi na kupon kachere me say, "Aha, ena me do mini ususu ama wangu send yes yes."
Say Rehoboth.
Kase Rehoboth.
The place I'm bringing you. Then I came out of that revelation. I told Pastor Cole, "Do you know what I saw?" The Lord says, "Is that place that a lot of water
is that the Lord is that place. Where's our house? I used to work out with the house. When the house walked through the water, it did not
it was
terrible. And God says, this is the land.
And
on top of it, the financial issues and legal issues and spiritual issues were all beyond something. But where are we today?
And so, and
you don't know where we are today. Where are we today? The Lord defied all financial limitations, defied all legal battles, defied all family ties, defied every opposition. And the Lord held our hands and crossed over with us. And today, rescue, the Rehoboth Arena is your home. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Amen.
From this land you shall marry.
Amen.
From this land you shall travel. From this land you shall dedicate your children. From this land you shall have your weddings. From this land you shall build your churches. From this land you shall build your company. From this land you shall have your own properties. Receive. Tell somebody, from this land I'll drive my car. Say, from this land I shall walk in with my husband, my wife. It is a Rehoboth. We shall be fruitful in the land. We shall multiply in the land. We shall live here to the west of the world. We shall increase in the land. Are you hearing me, somebody? Shout,
Rehoboth!
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Some of you.
Oh,
that's some for me. Some of you, right in this auditorium, will be dedicating your brand new car, your house.
Reserve it.
But go and mark your car park. Go and mark the spot. Go and mark there. Mark it and put it
down.
Go and mark it.
It's
a Rehoboth. The Lord has made room for us. The Lord has made space for us. The Lord has widened space for us. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.